Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With an agent you know you can trust. And Dawn Sharp and the Sharp Homes team are the agents out there today that you can trust. She's constantly investing in cutting-edge technology and marketing to sell the best homes for the most money. And they can give you so many different options before you even talk to them. It's easy. Grab your phone. Go to homesforsaleinkc.com, and you'll see a button at the top of the page titled, "How much is your home really worth?" Click on the Find Out button and enter your address and watch what happens. It's amazing to see in seconds how much your home is really worth. How much my home is worth. And the Sharp Homes team can give you options. Do you want to skip the showings and open houses and go straight to sold? Well, contact them to discuss their instant offer program. Contact the only agent I would trust if I needed to sell my home. It's Dawn Sharp with the Sharp Homes team. You can Google them at Sharp Homes team or check them out at that website that I was telling you about. Just go to homesforsaleinkc.com. That's homesforsaleinkc.com and start packing.
Well, that guy totally had me at the pickle con. I thought it was going to be like a pickle fest.
I did too.
Have you ever been to a pickle fest?
All kinds of pickles.
All kinds of pickles. Dill, bread and butter, sliced, spears.
Spears and sliced.
Yeah.
Fried.
And then the whole pickle. Yeah. And you walk around with the whole pickle eating it like a cucumber. Like those are the way, half sour, full sour.
It was pickleball.
Yeah. Like you and I are like, ooh, pickles.
I'm like, pickle con? I need to know more.
And then you talk pickleball. I'm like, oh, that happens. That's too bad. I would have liked to have gone to a pickle festival.
If you haven't heard it enough here on these very airwaves, Mother's Day is Sunday.
Yes, it is Sunday. Sunday.
So get that taken care of.
Took the kids to the Target yesterday because I said,
always good.
You know,
always good.
Good. I spent $80.
Well, I'm saying always a good pick to find your mother.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, you get your cards, you get your stuff, you get your, got some flowers and whatnot for Mother's Day. And so I always kind of have a joke, with my wife and whatnot. And I do always take pictures of the vacuums and I'll send them to her. Which one do you want for Mother's Day this year? Right. It's ha ha ha, because it's not a good Mother's Day gift. It just isn't. No matter who your mom is, they don't want a vacuum. Okay. They don't want a spatula. They don't want something like that. They want something nice, like a massage or, whatever the case may be. You can get one of those great massage chairs at Johnson Fitness in Overland Park and in Lee Summit. And I think there needs to be a conversation for all of us as gentlemen, because I have a friend who has a wife. And every year at Mother's Day, I'll do the same thing to her. I go, which vacuum would you like this year? And I send it to her, right? And she always this crazy responses. And it's fun and it's tradition. I sent her the video yesterday, right? Thinking I'm going to get the, you're a jerk, don't do this to your wife, right? The response back I get is, well, at least you're thinking about getting your wife something for Mother's Day. My husband doesn't do that. And he will tell me because you're not my mother. And I go, ooh, even me, like, and I'm as dumb as they come, Josh, as you know, with this kind of stuff. I don't think it's proper protocol to tell your wife you're not getting her something for Mother's Day because she's not your mother.
Now she's, do they have kids?
Oh, yes. And grandchildren.
Okay.
Yes.
So that answers the question.
Yes.
You're doing it.
Right.
Yes.
You're buying.
She's a mother.
She's a mother.
Yes.
She's a mother.
She's a mother.
Right?
Might not be your mother. Doesn't matter. In fact, that means you have to orchestrate the rest of it.
Correct.
You're in charge of getting it right.
Now, her kids are grown. They don't live there.
But you're still ultimately in charge of getting it right.
Right. Right.
Right.
You're the father. You're the husband.
Correct.
You need to take care of this.
Correct.
And you can't walk around, and I'm not going to say who it is.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm not getting you a Mother's Day gift because you're not my mother.
No, that's not. That's
like
not
that. No, that doesn't go right. Like, that's not the proper way to do that. So, long story short, what I'm getting at is fathers, because we're all idiots. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. Take your kids to the store, make sure they get mom something for Mother's Day. And then I come to find out that the girls actually, Josh, were a step ahead of me. They go, oh, we've made stuff in school. I've got this whole thing done, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say what it is in case my wife is listening. Odds are she's not, because they were in the car the other day and they go, oh, we listened to this song on the way to school. I go, why aren't you listening to me? They go, man, we just really don't like to listen to you two in the morning. I'm like, thanks. Appreciate that. Right. So the kids may not be listening, but they had some stuff they've already created for my mother or for my wife. And what's interesting about it is, for whatever reason, my daughter has been doing Google searches of me, which is never a good thing.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Uh-oh.
And she goes, every time I Google search
you. Did she find
you,
Bob Disco?
No, I don't think so. I don't
Rob
know.
Disco?
Right? Bob Disco? That would be good, right? And I said, I wouldn't Google search me. She goes, well, I did. And she goes, I'm looking for pictures for this Mother's Day thing. She goes, but the only thing I can really find on the internet, Dad, are pictures of you and random women. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I'd like to know more of this story. Yeah. And so, long story short, my wife and I have this running joke that if we ever got divorced, I tell my wife all the time, I said, if you ever left me, I would have a line of ladies waiting and I would need to get red velvet ropes to, you know, keep the crowd control at the house because they would be lined up finding out that I was available, right? And she rolls her eyes and the kids think it's hysterical. And so my daughter found this picture, and I haven't told this person yet. I kind of hinted at it the other day, but it was too much to text and it wouldn't have made sense. And so my daughter finds this picture and she makes this Mother's Day thing for my wife and goes, this is one of the women that would be lined up at the red ropes. And it was a picture of me and Dana Wright. And my daughter's like, who's this random woman here? I'm like, that's Dana. She can't be seen in the afternoons.
Pretty scary.
Like, of all the pictures she can find and think that she would be waiting in line for me to get divorced, it's Dana.
You're our Joko. Royals winners last night. Close game. Top reliever wasn't available, so it got a little dicey.
Yeah.
Anybody else nervous when Will Smith came in? Raise your hand.
How could you not be?
But they were able to pull out a victory over the still the one of the best uniforms in all baseball, this side of the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Brewers uniform.
I do too. Always
I love
have.
The Brewers logo. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. I like the MB that's hidden in the glove.
So the Royals were winners, but that doesn't necessarily mean the text line was all about things that were going on. From the 913, text of Earn last night, World Series, why not? That from Richard in Riverside.
Yeah.
Followed by, putting anyone in besides Schreiber and MacArthur in the last two innings is a major mistake in a close game. I said this a week ago. I know we won today, but after that tight last two innings, does this still not hold true? And James MacArthur pitched two innings the night before.
Right.
He ain't pitching again. Like, I can tell you what the answer would be.
Correct.
He wasn't available.
So I was watching some random baseball game, as I always seemingly find myself on, right? And I don't know if it was the pregame show or what part of the game it was. I can't remember. And they put, like, this this graph up, if you will. Like you know those football squares that you do for the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
And it had all the relievers' names, and it had the entire week and how many pitches they threw on each day, and they were basically showing you who's available.
That's what they do. They graph the whole thing out and then decide who's available and who's not.
Right. Again, that's why we saw Yordano Ventura in the sixth inning of the wild card game. It was pre-planned. And I think for a lot of us, maybe back in the day when, like, Whitey Herzog was managing, you didn't do all of that. But we're in 2024 right now, Josh, and this stuff is all thought out. Like, quite honestly, you kind of know who's going to pitch in the bullpen before the game even starts. You know your starter's going to go five or six innings, and you've lined your bullpen up. Now, obviously, if you get a blowout or if it's a close game, things change, right? But you kind of know who's available. Not kind of know. You know who's available that day. And if a guy's not available, they're not available. Mm-hmm. They're not pitching, no matter how much we want them to pitch.
From the 816, text to Vern. The calls are getting better. People must be paying attention, which is pretty good. And we have the newest form of Caller Dave. Remember old school Caller Dave?
Oh, God,
he
yes.
He told us he helped. Was it throw
Guthrie,
a man,
Guthrie.
Throw a man out the plate?
Yeah, he told Guthrie the guy was stealing. Yeah.
So we have a new version of that. I believe it's Lori in Austin.
Oh.
From the 785, text to Vern. Hey, Vern, nice win tonight to stop the losing streak. Reagan's was pretty solid, just two bad pitches. Started chanting in the sixth for hitting to pick up, and then Massey started it. Lori in Austin.
There it is, Lori. Way to go.
The new caller, Dave. Because she started chanting. I don't know if she's at the game or not. Started chanting for the hitting to pick up.
Yeah.
And then it picked up.
Then it picked up.
Everybody's just doing their part right now.
Way to go, Lori.
Just doing your part right now.
Yelling loud from Austin.
It's securing a Royals victory.
Is that Austin, Kansas? Out by Topeka, right there in Austin.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know. Is there?
That would make more sense.
I don't know. I could be making that up, too. I don't know.
So as I look at my calendar, today is the 7th of May. That means Milwaukee for game 2, 6:40 first pitch, unless they move it up due to weather. No, right. It'll be fine tonight. 6:40 first pitch. Vern's got you at 5:30. And, of course, texts are always welcome to him after the game for our listening pleasure.
Yes, they are. A couple of good ones coming in already from the 913, that pitching thing I was talking about. They go, that's available on the MLB app for every game. Okay, that's cool to know. Maybe people should look at that before they go, why isn't so-and-so pitching? Well, he threw 33 pitches the day before, so today it's an off day. As much as you and I go roll our eyes at that because 33 pitches get back out there and pitch, we know in baseball, you warm up, you're done for 3 days.
Yeah, don't get me started.
Right?
Don't get me started on rehab starts either right about now.
Yeah, the rehab starts. And we've got Alec Marsh down in the minor leagues wasting time at a rehab start. Just get up here and pitch, man.
He got hit with a ball.
Yeah. Happens every
day. He didn't even have a rehab start in Omaha. He could have just pitched it here. It would have been fine.
It would have been great.
It would have been fine. It would have counted.
Yeah.
It would have counted for something.
From the 913, fans give the bats a pass way too much. 1, 2, 3 runs isn't enough. Let's focus on that. All right. You're right. 100% right about that. But I feel like now, I said this yesterday, that if this team gets a lead, I feel comfortable with it right now. I mean, the bullpen's been really, really good.
Yeah, I don't feel like the pitching's going to give it up.
Yeah, so. I don't either.
I think more runs would be nice,
right?
For sure, but I don't feel like, oh my gosh, they have to score whatever or they're not going to win.
Right.
I feel like the pitching's good enough to say, yeah, it'd be nice if they had more, but all right, pitchers, it's your deal to hold up the lead.
And here's another one. Too bad half the Metro can't watch its own team. No, you can watch it. You have to want to watch it.
Yeah, the app's available for you.
It is. I mean, I don't know what more we can say about that.
I mean, you've chosen to not pay for it. That's fine.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But you have chosen to do it. It's available. You've chosen not to do it.
And from the 816, we'll be over 500 at the 40-game mark. Stop looking for problems and just enjoy.
Yeah,
there you
I like
go.
It. 40 over. Yeah. Huh? That's even more optimistic than
no,
you.
No, no, no. At the 40-game mark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They say they're going to be 40 over. I'm like, my gosh.
No. We'll be over 500 at the 40-game mark.
Sure. Awesome. Yes.
And I don't normally do this. I need to call out Ryan Lefevre, who I love dearly with all of my heart. But Ryan, you for the first time ever sounded old like Josh and I yesterday.
Why? What happened?
He was talking about moving the start time up. He goes, well, back in the day, you couldn't do that. Now with the advent of social media, you could just tweet out we're moving. And I was just laughing. I'm like, welcome to the club, Ryan.
Hear ye. The game has been moved up 30 minutes. Please pass it on.
But he's right about that. Like back in the day, if they were to move up that game, the only way you would know is by listening to 610.
Well, I'd be all right.
Yeah.
That was how it should have been.
It should have been. Here we go. Go ahead. Be old man. I got to get rid of that social media. Just listen to the radio.
That's right. Darn straight. Darn straight.
I was dying listening to
Ryan
say
that. Back in our day, it might have been better in this case.
Well, but there's a lot better back in our day.
So they're doing these things despite the fact they didn't listen to us on this big one. We'll discuss it next. Back in on a Tuesday, Dayton Moore, former Royals GM, is going to drop by at 8:25. Talk a little bit about the reunion coming up with the 14 team. Show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com.
So we're discussing, and Brett Veach tomorrow. Yeah. We're still bitter at Brett for not trading up to get Marvin Harrison Jr. We'll let him know and again hold his feet to the fire.
Xavier Worthy's cool. I don't have a problem with that, but you know, did bank a lot on Marv.
Are you gonna hold his feet to the fire?
Yes.
Fescue.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yeah. Well, remember before we talked to him last time, he was giving me crap about Marvin Harrison.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I know. How am I going to get Marvin Harrison?
That's right.
Like that. I said, no, I've already got that figured out. I'm like, he saw my mock draft. Look, he knew that I had the scenario to play out to get Marvin Harrison.
How many of those quarterbacks got drafted or even on a team?
Oh, no, there was a bunch of that were still playing in college.
Oh,
I was just making them names.
I thought maybe you found like a legit list of seniors.
Will Howard was in the portal. I had him drafted. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, he may go be a draft. Do they have the supplemental draft
Sanders
still?
Went back to school.
Is Binkley doing a mock supplemental draft?
So there was some. I just needed to get to 32, so I took every quarterback.
Okay, I got you.
So I took a lot of quarterbacks. So no, he was giving me a hard time last time about Marvin Harrison. So we'll throw back.
I've heard now, it's just rumblings at this point. They're working on a trade for Marvin Harrison Jr. I've heard that. I don't know.
He's still committing the facts. Sources tell us that he only wants to play for the Chiefs.
Well, he still hasn't signed that Fanatics or that NFLPA contract yet.
So yesterday on the show, we were discussing the Royals outfield and how it leaves a lot to be desired. And normally I'm in the camp of let it breathe. Let's go. Kind of the Ned Bobby Cox philosophy kind of is seeped into me where it's like, take a breather for a minute, give it a week, you know, let it go. It'll work itself out or it won't, but don't make any snap rash decisions. But with this outfield thing, I'm like, I just don't think it's going to get any better. Like in 2 months, I think we're still going to be going, man, they need to get an outfield bat.
Unless they get one.
Right. Well, yes, unless they go get one. I'm just saying, but if they decide they're going to wait till the All-Star break or wait till the trade deadline or whatever, I think they're still going to have the same issue. Like, they're still going to need a bat. It just feels like whatever they have now is not going to be enough.
I agree.
So,
and I don't think it's too early to act. I know Vern said it probably was, and he kind of ripped the Padres for doing that, but put yourself in the shoes of the Padres as an organization. You made that trade for Luis Arraez, who won the batting championship two straight years. Add him to your team. I don't care, like, logical baseball conversation. That's great for the fans.
Oh, heck yeah, it is.
And that's what we need here in Kansas City. Again, I keep talking about this because it is an issue. You want that stadium passed. You've got to put that product out there that people like. And right now, people are loving this product. You have a chance to accentuate this product and make it better. You got to go and do that regardless of what it costs. I am spending John Sherman's money. That's fine.
Correct. So in the offseason, you did try to spend John Sherman's money.
I did.
He was on with us, and you said, how about going and getting Ohtani?
Right.
And he didn't say no.
No.
We took a lot of pride in the fact that he didn't say no.
Right.
But he did kind of laugh it off. Ha, ha, ha. But your contention was, well, it would have made up for itself in...
Yeah, jersey sales and all kinds
everything.
Of stuff. Advertising,
hype,
ticket sales. You would have paid for Ohtani's contract way double the amount that you're paying him by all the exposure that you would have gotten. Like, if you look at Anaheim games over the last couple years, again, baseball geek, I watch just about, if a baseball game's on and I'm up, there's probably a game on TV. So you see a lot of those West Coast games at night. A lot of advertising in that stadium in Anaheim was from Japan because of Ohtani. And they got a lot of money that Anaheim normally would not have gotten had Ohtani not been on that team. Now that money's going, you know, obviously to the Dodgers. And Ohtani's got 11 home runs. He's tearing it up right now. He's dominating the game.
He's doing all right.
All things being serious, you should that's a player that you invest in because you know you have to look at players like the stock market. Okay, I want to invest in good companies. I don't want Spirit Airlines. Okay, so you go and invest in something really, really good. I don't know, IBM, just Apple, Costco, whatever the great companies are out there that are giving you a great return on investment. Shohei Ohtani would have been an amazing return on investment. You just have to bite that bullet early on. It's easy for me to say because I don't have $500 to plunk down for Costco stock, but my God, the return on investment would be great. And that's where the Royals were. Yeah, you don't have the money to plunk down on Ohtani, but if you were able to do that, you would have probably doubled your money.
Not to mention getting productivity in the outfield, which he clearly has done thus far.
Right.
So not only did we lobby John Sherman, but we lobbied McEntrero during the offseason right. as well. And we discussed with him, Ohtani, the investment.
What he can do and exactly the marketing and all that kind of stuff, it's insane. You know, when we lived in Tampa and Tom Brady was there, I don't know exactly what his contract status was, but one time the owner of the team made a comment of like, whatever we paid him, we would have paid him, you know, infinitely more if we had known the impact it was going to have on the community and the merchandise and all that kind of stuff. And Ohtani,
yeah.
being an international star and being one of the most incredible players of all time, that certainly is something that you got to consider as.
So we would have two things solved.
Yeah.
I mean, all it would have taken was how much did you get a contract for?
Right.
Like whatever you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would have had the outfield hitting. Done too.
It would have been done. Yeah. And your DH solved. He plays multiple positions for you.
Yeah. I wouldn't even need him to pitch. The rotation's been just fine.
Right.
So, you know, we tried to help.
They don't listen to us.
We'd have had this thing. We'd had this thing solved months ago.
I got a lot of other ideas.
Power hitting outfielder. Check.
So Walker Buehler yesterday, who pitched, coming back to pitch for the Dodgers. Of course, Walker Buehler, beautiful baseball name, right? Mm. Walker Buehler. He said this yesterday about Ohtani. Quote, he's the best player ever. We gave him twice as much money as anyone has ever made in this game, and he keeps proving why we did that. He's incredible.
It would have been worth it. Speaking, though, of Sherman. Heard a little bit of Cody Gold discuss it a bit yesterday, and I can't disagree at all. Thank goodness he signed Bobby Witt Jr. when he did.
How about that, right? That's looking like a cheap signing right
the
now.
The fast
right?
start and the MVP push that's underway and the team going right now would have been absolutely overshadowed by the freakout we'd have all been having about whether or not he was going to be here or leave.
Right.
Like, if they got up to this start and Bobby Witt wasn't signed, the freakout the city would be undergoing.
Oh, God, yes.
And the doomsday, he's never going to sign here. We're screwed. We're not getting him. Thank goodness they got that one wrapped up
I
when
know.
They did,
Could
right?
you imagine if we were sitting here talking about Bobby Witt's contract?
It'd be awful.
Oh, it'd be dominating the storylines.
I'd rather think about how great they're playing right now mm-hmm. and how we can help make additions to what they're doing. Like, we're all contributing to what we'd like to see them bump forward.
Right.
Rather than lamenting one that could... at some point in time get away because he's just playing too well.
Well, that's because he doesn't have jackass Scott Boras as his agent. Because
like, thank goodness.
You see what's going on with like Pete Alonso right now in New York? He took Scott Boras as his agent this offseason and is not playing well right now, right? And is not living up to what everybody thought he would be and is probably not going to get all that great money on the open market. Those are Scott Boras-type clients. And Scott Boras, I think, ruins clients. He gets his clients' money, but he also, I think, ruins clients by not allowing them to sign until they get the free agency. Sometimes players are just happy, Josh, in certain situations. And Bobby Witt was obviously very happy here in Kansas City, wanted to stay here in Kansas City, realized he's going to make a lot of money here in Kansas City. He doesn't have to wait till he reaches free agency to cash in on a few more bucks. Get the contract signed, get it taken care of, make yourself a long-term player here in KC, start the building of another generation of winning baseball here in Kansas City, be the face of that, be a top five player in baseball. And I don't know, Patrick Mahomes has done just fine staying in Kansas City. So the biggest thing that Bobby Witt did was not hire jackass Scott Boras to be his agent, who I think has ruined baseball more than steroids ever did. I think he's the biggest contributing factor to why baseball right now has the problems that it does, because he leads these guys down a path into a brick wall, like the band leader in the Animal House leads him down and they're just stuck in a corner, right? That's what he does to his clients. Bobby Witt's like, I don't want any of that. Dad and I are going to figure this thing out. I want to be in Kansas City. I'll get a deal done. I'm going to make oodles of money regardless of where I sign. May not be as much, but you know what? Happiness matters too. And not having that weighing on you every single day alleviates me. I can just go out there and play baseball, not have to worry about a contract, not have to worry about life.
More so, it alleviates us.
And alleviates us
from
too.
The stress of all that going down. Even Pro Football Focus is going to Brett Veachtown. We'll discuss next. Back in, brought to you by Raider Garage Doors in Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com.
I'm looking at this picture of Stephen Jones. The NFL sent out this tweet about Stephen Jones, and it looks like Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey. Hey, if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself? And I'm like, Stephen Jones looks older than Jerry in this picture, right? I mean, look at him. He looks like Will Ferrell doing
a little bit, yeah.
And Josh is like, yeah. I mean, Jerry's got a daughter too. I go, yeah, Catherine Zeta's his daughter. And then like Josh just lost it. I don't know why.
I didn't realize that Catherine Zeta-Jones was Jerry's daughter.
It is, yeah.
Although there's been some issues.
Yeah,
so
right.
Knows?
You never know.
Who knows? Who knows where the
you never
tree,
know
where the tree is there.
I think everybody with the last name Jones is related to Jerry.
Mm.
It's not many.
They wish.
Oh, God, yeah.
They're hoping they're on his, his list, his will.
Yeah, his will. Yeah, they wish they
back
wish
to Will,
yeah,
I guess. Yeah, yeah. Different Will.
Would you eat yourself, though, if you were a hot dog?
I don't think we've ever
answered that question. We talked Totino's pizza breakfast rolls earlier, but we never got to the bare bones of if you were a hot dog, would you eat yourself?
So I think even you were surprised that Pro Football Focus has gone to Veachtown.
Yeah, semi-pro football out of focus.
Your favorite website.
Yeah, actually, a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, and it was about the draft. And I'm like, well, finally, Brett Veach is getting noticed, right? Like, people are finally just looking around going, you know what? Let's stop trying to be smart. Let's stop trying to find something different and just admit that Brett Veach is pretty effing good at what he does, right? And this was one of the quotes that I highlighted in this little paragraph about the Chiefs draft, that it was the Kansas City Chiefs. Brett Veach got everything he wanted. The first thing is Brett Veach has become a master of resourcefulness, which is true. I mean, that guy sees a player and he finds a way to trade up, even if it's swindling the dopey Buffalo Bills into giving them a pick to get a better player. Like, still the fact that Brett Veach was able to pants the Buffalo Bills again and get the ability to move up to draft the player. Again, I don't want to hear from dorks telling me that the Bills didn't want this. I don't care. You allowed the Chiefs to get a guy that they wanted. That's stupid. There's no other way to put it, right? So he's become the master of resourcefulness. And then they finish out the little article and say this: the Chiefs continue to quietly nail the draft process every year. And I think that's where we are right now. This organization is nailing the draft process every year. And when Brett's on the show tomorrow, Josh, I do want to ask him, so remember that time you nailed the draft process? That was awesome. Like, how are you doing this every year? Because most general managers, when you think about it, like, let's look at Carl for an example. He'd have a really good draft, and then they'd have, you know, Terdell Sands. And you're like, who, why, where, when, right? And then they'd have a really good draft, and then you'd get Donald Snacks Willis. And then you're like, eh. And then you'd have a good draft, and then, you know, like, it was never really consistent. Brett Veach is hitting home run after home run after home run. Like, Ohtani is the Brett Veach of baseball.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. Thank you. No, I think the biggest compliment I can give on the draft is that everybody's projection of what they needed either was dead on and they just hit it, or, you know, maybe it was just something where the draft fell that way, blah, blah, blah. But I think if you said, if for every projection that said O-line, wide receiver, D-back,
right,
and they just went out and went wide receiver, O-line, D-back, wide receiver, O-line, D-back, you know, pass catcher, offensive line, defensive back. It feels like they nailed their needs list. That's not even counting what they probably have picked up that we don't even, names we don't even know, positions they fancy, blah, 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 in the undrafted route.
Well, there was probably guys that they got in the undrafted market that are going to make this team.
Yeah, they signed like 17 of them or whatever they announced over the weekend.
Right.
It just really feels like that they nailed the draft, especially picking at 32, where it shouldn't be easy.
Right.
Like, you have a lot of hurdles at 32. I think they have
31 other teams and 31.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And other teams basically not wanting to trade with you.
They have isolated players that are probably going to be in their zone, right? It's not like they're not scouting these other ones, but look, part of the reason I think he's probably laughing at us about Marv is we're not going to get him. He's four. He's going to go in the top five.
But let me tell you, would you have put it past Brett Veach if, like, would it have surprised you if they did? No, because they seemingly find ways.
But I'm saying that they don't. I'm not saying that they don't spend their time doing that, but they're in the realistic category. Goes, okay, unless we move to four, it's not like we're going to ask Scott, but we know what it takes to move up to those spots. If we're not going to do it, we're going to target people in our zone.
Right.
And our zone is
hot zone.
Our zone is, you know, 20 to whatever. And if we can get somebody in there, boom, we're going to go for it. And they've shown that they're willing to go ahead and do that too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yes. And then if they see somebody in that zone that they like, they'll be willing to trade up and give up some collateral to move
trade
up, right?
Twice, right?
Yeah.
Early on to get their guy. So no, it just really feels like that they went out there with a plan and really nailed it.
Right. Yeah, it really does, and it's great. And obviously the proof will be in the pudding, as they like to say, whether that's tapioca or rice, you decide. And I love a good rice pudding. I can't wait to get old and eat rice pudding at the home.
I think rice probably off limits, though, right now. I'd go tapioca.
Tapioca, you would?
I mean,
I'm not a tapioca fan.
Well, I'm just saying, not a lot of good rice right now.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, a little bit of a suspension.
Might have time for
maybe
the rice.
Can't have rice pudding till mid-October.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, like, I think right now, because I'm looking at a text already, how do you call this draft a home run already? Blah, blah, like, okay.
I said, take out the names, give me the positions, and yes.
You know how I can call it a home run? Because when was the last time Brett Veach didn't hit a home run in the draft?
Oh, I'm just saying, they're the ones that have to scout the names and the who's. I like the positions.
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling it a home run.
And the reports you're getting on the players are great. Like, the Xavier Worthy stuff from people that know him is unbelievable.
You got two pass catchers, three offensive linemen, two defensive backs in the draft.
And if I hear about Wiley one more time, my God.
I feel like those were the only spots that I'd say, yeah, you could stand to have a few more bodies there. And they did. So hopefully they got the names right. But the positions, I have no problem saying that they did exactly what it looked like they could and should do.
From the 316, how about we wait to see how these draft picks pan out first? You're probably the same person that was hyping Amir Smith-Marset last year.
Well, my answer would be, of course. Of course. Okay, we'll wait 3 years and discuss it. But I'm saying on the surface right now, you nail the positions that you had of need in the draft. And I'll give you that. 610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City.
It's crazy. No matter what you say about the draft, the opposite comes in on the text line.
WDAF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Well, now it certainly sounds like it makes more sense for the schedule release to be next week. Right?
Why?
It's a network week of like ad sales.
Oh, the upfront
sales.
They
build
the
hype for what's coming on TV. So yeah, I guess that makes the most sense. Also, though, it would be fun if the league dragged out its release.
Of course.
Like Monday, it announces all the Monday games.
Tuesday, it announces the
Tuesday
games.
They do like the international games.
Okay.
Wednesday, maybe they throw us some rivalry games.
No, you do the Christmas games because that's a Wednesday,
or that.
Right? Yeah.
Thursday, give us the Thursday night games.
I like that,
right?
Yeah.
And then Friday, give us just the Sunday primetime and the Sunday games.
Then it's a Friday news dump, and that's not going to work for the NFL.
Well, no, but they dump in the morning, unlike other news dumps. They dump at like
8 a.m. Yeah, that's true.
Because it'd be part
yeah.
of, you know, whatever.
Well, they don't have a show anymore over
CBS
there.
CBS and, well, the partners.
CBS this
CBS
morning,
and
yeah.
Fox and mm-hmm. whatever can all do their Friday morning dump of things. So it makes more sense, but it sounds like, you know, they teased the schedule thing and that next week's a good week for apparently television advertising or something.
Right.
So that seems to be now the consensus that maybe next week will be the schedule release. And we're already to Tuesday. So it feels like it probably won't be Thursday at this point in time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm ready for it whenever it is.
Yeah.
But I think if you do study history, which I do, and I love it. I'm a buff at history. How you become a buff at something, I still wonder. But anyway, here we sit. They did the international games last year, and then the week of the schedule release, every network had one game. So like Monday was CBS, Tuesday was NBC, Wednesday was ABC, ESPN, and then we got the whole thing.
And all their
Fox
morning,
and, you know,
all their morning shows did it.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
and each network got one day where they did all that, right? So you had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you are a studier of history, you know we're at Tuesday and nobody has released their game yet. So it tells me they help their partners, right? They work well with their partners. Everybody loves the NFL.
TV
That's
partners,
what people
yeah.
want, right?
Yeah.
The TV partners. Yes, let's make that clear. And I'm not talking about Tide. They're going to allow their TV partners, I'm sure, to each have a day where they can hype up a game.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen that yet. So based on that, I think it is not this week.
I'm ready, but yeah, it's probably next week.
Oh, we're all ready. We want to make our plans for the fall.
I've told you about this Twitter feed I do find funny. It's just at nerding on NFL, which is great. And he does a lot of schedule stuff. He or she does a lot of schedule stuff. What's going on? And so to buy time until the schedule, put out the average bye week for each team since 2002's realignment, ordered by earliest to latest.
That's great.
It's really funny. So the Chiefs actually come in 18th on that. Their average bye week has been week 7.91. So almost week 8 for their first bye. Detroit has the earliest bye. They've had typically the earliest bye. It's under week 7.
I'd like to think there's like some kind of rhyme or reason, like sucky teams have
early,
but there's not.
No, because Arizona, Cleveland, and the Giants all have the latest
bye
average bye at over 8.27 to be perfect.
Well, maybe that's what those teams, when you're out of it by week 8, nobody remembers you after the bye and you get your fans a little bit of a break where they forget about you the rest of the way.
Maybe so. Maybe they cut you some slack at that point in
time. But Buffalo's also 8.23.
Yeah. So the Chiefs are right 18 in the pack. 7.81
It's the only thing Kansas City is at number one in the NFL.
Average bye week. I just thought it was really funny. Like, you went back and did all the math on average bye weeks for teams. Like, you really need the schedule to come out. Like, I just kind of want it. This person needs it.
Needs it. Yeah, this person's like sitting
needs
there.
Needs it.
Going, I need schedule. I need to schedule. But we all do, because it is a big, big way that I think a lot of us as sports fans plan our fall. You know, you look at where the home games are, when they're going to be, so you start to plan your tailgates. You look at the road games, if you want to go to a road game, which one. You look at the big games, where are they going to be. You look at the night games. You look at the rivalry. Basically, for the Chiefs, you're looking at every week.
Yeah.
And then you look at when the bye week is so Josh can breathe.
Some of that is right on.
Bye in week three, Josh.
So I made it through most of the roast yesterday.
Oh, you have?
Afternoon.
Okay.
I threw it on yesterday afternoon as I was doing other stuff and was really, really well done. But man, and I've seen enough of the Comedy Central roasts and what have you over the years to know what they're in for.
Mm-hmm.
This one was savage.
Well, it's because it's like Tom Brady had all his boys go up there and do that, right?
Obviously, there's a lot of material on, you know a lot about Brady.
If you got your best friends to roast you, it would probably not be good.
So I kept seeing the, well, who else should be roasted stuff that was going around. And I thought, any other athlete watch that and go, yeah, sign me up for that. I mean, it was brutal.
I could see Kevin Durant being a good roaster.
Because there was a lot of stuff that was a lot, I mean, it got it personal, like, the shots at the family and wives and girlfriends and whatever was pretty savage. And there was seemingly nothing off limits, apparently, other than his kids. But who truly should be, to me, was a tough one because I'm not sure who could take it. I'd love to see Durant.
Oh, God.
Melt.
He'd walk out.
Just melt.
He'd blame the refs.
Like, I was thinking, like, Aaron Rodgers would kind of turn it into a debate like a child.
Yeah. Well, I don't really think you're right about that. You know.
That wouldn't be any good. I honestly don't know who else could handle that.
Pat McAfee.
Because Brady, well, we don't know enough about McAfee. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a public enough person. Like, we know everything about Brady.
Oh, you're talking about, like everything.
Brady's
yeah.
got so much stuff out there about him mm-hmm. that it's been, you know, so well documented in the Patriots. Like, there's so much material, and yet they went after him.
They said the only thing that was off limits apparently were his kids, and he didn't even say that. Like, they just
agreed.
Decided, like,
the comedians right, agreed, like,
but
let's
yeah,
not.
You don't want to go after somebody's kids. Yeah, that's just stupid, right? So they left the kids out of the whole thing.
But there were plenty of things about abandoning kids and all
kinds of
stuff. I mean, I was like, wow. I was like, this is really, really rough.
Right.
And he handled most of it, but I don't know who else would want to sign up for that thing.
A couple of people have texted in Tiger.
I don't know if he would want to sign up for that thing either.
I do like this from the 913. A roast of Mike Trout would last 5 minutes.
Nobody know anything about him.
No, he'd get hurt to be over.
Oh, I got you. All right, that nobody knows anything about him. I mean, Tiger makes sense. Would he be as Teflon-y as Tom seemed to be? I don't know.
What about LeBron? How would he handle it?
No.
Not good. Jordan would be good, I bet. I bet Kobe would have been good.
I think Kobe would have been
Kobe,
great.
Kobe's your answer. You know who else could be roasted and it would be really good? Shaq and Barkley.
Okay.
Those two guys could be roasted and would handle it just
fine.
Would
Kendrick Perkins get a spot at the table?
Perkins would not be invited. He's not a big enough name.
But I think he should. I think he should get it.
Yeah, but he's not a big enough name.
But the writing on that thing I thought was fantastic. Everybody, I mean, it was a long show.
Yeah.
And again, I haven't finished it yet, but I thought the quality was good, but it was rough. And I don't know how many other people would sign up for that one.
Right.
Especially for that length.
Right.
It was a 3-hour just bashing.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously people in the crowd and stuff that were there were not off limits either. So there were some pretty brutal shots taken at a number of other people.
Right. So. What about, where did the name go? Eli Manning.
I think that one would be in a different vein. I don't know if I don't know. It feels like
Eli would handle it just fine. Peyton would be a great roastee too.
I think Eli and Peyton might be able to do it.
Yeah.
A
roast of LeBron would be a flop. You can feel free to take the rest of the day off.
Wow. Well done. Well done.
Yeah. The Kelce brothers would be good. Yeah. That, well, Jason and Travis, I think, would be really good roasties.
I don't know. They're probably seeing that one, too, and going, boy. Because that was a slaying.
I mean, it really was. Yeah.
I mean, that was not kind.
Yeah. I do like this one coming in. Henry Wendell stat. That would.
And I'm just saying, for Travis, I don't think you're far enough along in the Taylor thing to be able to just, everything just rolls off your back. Nor should it.
Nor should it, yeah.
Nor should it at that point in time. Yeah. You're fresh enough in the relationship that, like, the shots they were taking, I think, would be brutal.
They were brutal with the Giselle shots,
oh, jeez.
And then they went into the Aaron Hernandez stuff. And, they, of course, his widow's not happy about that. But
I didn't realize there were going to be that many Aaron Hernandez.
Right.
Jokes.
Like, for me, like, and
wow,
and
I was, look, even like, oof.
And I'm not really offended by anything, okay?
No, I find a lot of, I found it to be tremendously funny.
But Aaron Hernandez stuff, I'm like,
even some point,
that
I'm
guy's
like,
a murderer.
There were some lines that were crossed, I thought. That
right?
I couldn't believe it.
I mean, yeah. It would be like bringing up OJ.
Well, they did bring up OJ. Jeffrey Ross came out as OJ.
Oh, he did? I didn't know. See, I haven't watched it yet.
Yes.
He did. Oh,
yes.
God.
Yeah, he had a OJ jersey with blood on it.
Oh, no. Oh, God. That's the stuff that, like, I even cringe at. And again, I don't get offended by anything. I just, whatever.
And I forget what the back of his shirt said, but it was something.
You took innocent lives.
It was like burnt OJ. Or I don't know what it was. There was some OJ thing on the back of it.
You took innocent lives. Yeah. Aaron Hernandez and OJ, I'm not in on that. Let's see. Let's roast Big Lou. A-Rod, no.
Only if his four wives were there doing it.
Yeah.
Poor ex-wives.
Let's roast Frank White. I think we've done that for the last couple of months. Will Caleb roast him, or is that just...
I want to roast Bumgardner. Screw that guy on the 913. I like that you still have some hidden angst. But again, what material? He milked a cow, and that's about it. I mean, there's not a lot of... We don't know.
From the 620, obviously you haven't watched too many good roasts. There are no rules or boundaries.
I've watched them.
Yeah, I've watched roasts.
I've watched roasts.
A lot of times there are rules and boundaries, though.
Yeah, I thought this one was...
Especially with an athlete who, for his whole life, has been guarded and shielded and hidden from life.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, Gronk would be a great roastie.
I don't know. He basically was.
Yeah.
How many times can he call him, you know... A boob.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, that's me they're talking about.
I thought he took it okay. I thought there was definitely some stuff he didn't get, and probably that was good.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. But there was a lot of Aaron Hernandez, which was uncomfortable.
Right.
When they got really, really personal about relationships, I was really uncomfortable. But they did not, there was no hold back. It was every bit of it, and only belonged on Netflix, too.
From the
Something uncensored.
Did we get to watch that, or did people complain again? From the 816, they need to bring back smoking and roast. Yeah, remember those old Jimmy Dean roasts back in the day with Frank Sinatra
those
and Jimmy Dean? Those were great.
Those were good. We're going to chat with Dayton Moore coming up at 825, former Royals GM. He's going to be part, of course, of the 14 reunion coming up. And it was a little back to the future last night, watching the playoffs. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.